Before we get started this morning, I hesitate even to address this, but I think it's important. It's about, and I'll mention who this brother is in a minute. And I don't know how many of you have heard what was done or what was said. I think it's important to inform you. And the truth is, Bob is still our brother. He's our brother. It doesn't matter what he said about me last week. It doesn't matter how bad his heart was. What is it about gossip that has us on the edge of our seat? Some of y'all put your phones down for a minute. You stop playing Candy Crush, but you're saying, hush, hush, quit talking to me. Hold on. He's going to tell something about somebody. What is that? I haven't fully figured out what it is about us that is drawn into gossip. And when someone says, when they start out and they say, now listen, hey, I don't know if you heard yet what you haven't heard. I can tell by looking on your face, you don't even know what's happened, what so-and-so did. Hold on, you need to sit down for this. I mean, we'll drop everything to hear what someone did. And gossip has been described as what no one claims to like, but what everyone seems to enjoy. You ever heard someone say this? They say, you know what? I just hate it when people gossip. I just hate it. You know, what so-and-so was saying the other day about you, that just wasn't right. It wasn't right what they were saying. I hate when people gossip. Find any irony about that? Proverbs 18:8 says, the words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. They go down into the inner parts of the body. There's something about it. And today I want to address and talk about what is gossip, and then secondly, why is gossip so bad? A couple scriptures to get started. 1 Timothy 5:13 says, besides that, and this is a passage where Paul is talking about widows, and he's talking about being, as the church, we support widows in our family. He was given stipulations for that, but he's talking about some of the problems that those ladies were having. He says they learned to be idlers, going about from house to house, and not only idlers, but also gossips and busybodies, saying what they should not. So I would have younger widows marry, bear children, manage their households, and give the this last statement is important. He says, give the adversary, that's the devil, no occasion for slander. This was a problem in the church 2,000 years ago. Gossip. Right? Nothing's changed. I would imagine this has been a problem in the history of mankind from the beginning. As long as there's been people and people to talk about, people are talking about people. And it's challenging. The word busybody, you've seen that maybe before. This is statements like, did you see what so-and-so was doing? Do you know what she said? Now what I heard was, and I don't know if this is true or not, but what I heard was that, you know, and here we go. In people's business. I'm told about a woman years ago. This was back, so young people, I have to start by telling you, we used to have these phones at home that had a cord that was plugged into the wall, called a landline. You could only talk on the phone as long as you could stretch that cord, okay? And so oftentimes a home would have one, and then we got more, we had extensions. But anyway, so a landline with a cord. Well, before that, this is before my time, although I've had some experience with this. Before that, in rural areas, you would have what's called a party line. How many of y'all know what a party line is? That's the old people raising their hands, by the way. Party line is where there would be a number of homes that were connected on the same telephone line, and when someone called one of those homes, all those homes rang, all those telephones rang, and you would know if is this. So you'd pick up, you could hear somebody else down, your neighbors talking. The way you would know if it was your for you, a call for you, is by the nature of the rings. So like Morse code, the rings, you know, a short ring, two long rings, whatever. You'd know that one's for us. So the story is true by all accounts of a woman who was on a party line, and she had a habit of when it rang and she knew it wasn't her home, that's not to be for her home, but she'd pick up anyway and she'd listen. She'd pick up, just listen. Talk about gossip. Anyway, she would pick up and just listen, and the other people would be talking. They wouldn't know necessarily that she's on there, but what would happen when someone else is picked up that, and you've got two homes picked up, the one further down can't hear very well. The volume's not very good. And so inevitably the person receiving the call would say, What was that? And I didn't understand what you said. And this woman would interject and say, Sally, what he said was, and she would say, if you want to know what a busybody is, that's what a busybody is, right? And as I'm told, this woman didn't think anything of it. Didn't even really understand the concept that she was in other people's business. That's what a busybody is. There's a little busybody in all of us. And we have to deal with that, don't we? Amen. When you're curious about somebody else's, what happened? Busybody. Closely connected to gossip. The Greek word for gossip in this passage, phleuros, the word is translated, or a meaning of the word is tattler. And so it has that kind of a meaning. Now, Romans 1:29 is another passage about gossip. It says, they were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to their parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, on and on. And the word translated gossip here is the Greek word sithuristes. The Greeks love long words, too long. But the word meant to tell something in secret, and your Bible may read whisperers, and that's at the heart of what gossip is. Now, before we explain more about gossip, a couple words that are connected to gossip, words like slanderers, and a lot of times we'll see these in Scripture together, slanderers, gossips, so slanderers, when someone is doing harm, intends to do harm with their words. They're slandering. A false witness is one who intends to do harm with their words and they're lying. That's a false witness. A gossip is one who is speaking badly about someone, but they do it quietly. And so, if what you're saying, if you're talking about someone and you would not want them to hear, if they walked in the room and you would stop talking, they walk in the room and you change the subject immediately, that's a hint. That's a way that you're probably gossiping. If what we say, we would not want them to hear. A lot of times people think gossip is telling a lie, and we'll say, you've either said or you've heard someone say, now listen, this isn't gossip because this is true. I'm not gossiping there. This is true. And gossip doesn't have to be false. You can be telling the truth and still be gossiping. So false witness is lying. If you're telling the truth, you can say, I'm not false witnessing. And you'd be all right. Now, you'd still be gossiping. But you're not false witnessing. Gossip. How bad is gossip? You know, one way to answer that, if someone's gossiping about me, it's bad. If you're gossiping about someone else, it doesn't seem so bad, does it? Yes. You ever notice that? When you talked about someone, not that bad. You hear someone else is talking about you, oh my goodness. Stop everything. Gossip is listed with sins that that we would consider bad if we are ranking, and we should not, but we do tend to view sins that way. But words like evil, malice, faithless, heartless, ruthless, slanderers. The truth is, the Bible doesn't rank sins. God doesn't say, now listen, here's the ones you, so help me, you better not do these. And now these, okay, I'll give you, these are misdemeanors. God doesn't, the sins are not listed that way, are they? Jesus had nails pounded in his hands for our sins of gossip. Didn't he? He shed his blood for our sins of gossip. What are the problems with gossip? Why is it such a problem? One is, whoever you're talking to, you're not going to get an honest reaction or really honest feedback from them. In other words, have you ever had a friend that listened to your complaining about somebody and your friend said, now hold on, you said such and such, such, so it sounds like really you're partly to blame here. You ever have a friend do that? They'll do that one time. That's the last time you gossip to them, because nobody wants to hear a friend saying, you know what, you're partly to blame. Friend, we don't normally get that from people when we're complaining and gossiping. Yesterday, I'm mowing the grass, and my lawn needed to be mowed a while back, and I put it off, okay? And then I got sick, and I had a good reason. And so it got put off even more. It was bad, bad. So I'm mowing, and I run a couple strips, and the mower runs out of gas. And then it hits me. Self, last time you filled this thing up, you poured the last gas you had into the mower. Now, so at this point, it's, I can't put it off anymore. I'm not going to mow today. I don't want to, you know. I can mow Monday, but I mean, I'm way behind. I've got to finish this. So I have to do what for me is, for whatever reason, I hate doing this. I hate stopping mowing and going and getting gas. So, but I had to do that. And as I did, I complained and griped and kicked and snorted and foamed at the mouth the whole time. Ridiculous. I was just mad at it. Any little thing that didn't feel right or go right, I was mad at it. Somebody in my way, I was mad at everything. I only had me to blame. I filled it up the last time I mowed. I poured it in. I knew that was the last of the gas, and I told myself, self, you got to get gas before you mow again. Okay. I was to blame. And when we gossip and talk about people and we're frustrated, normally we won't have someone tell us, you know what, you're about as much to blame in this deal as anybody. We won't get that from them. When you gossip, it affects the person listening. It affects their view of whoever you're talking about. It's unavoidable. We might say, now listen, I don't want to change your opinion of this person that I'm talking about. And your friend will say, oh no, I know they do. I don't like them either. So go ahead. But it doesn't matter how good the circumstances are, how good the listener is. It affects relationships. And it has the effect of tearing down relationships, doesn't it? Proverbs 16:28, a dishonest man spreads strife and a whisperer separates close friends. This is especially bad in the church, isn't it? It's especially damaging in the church. I have been on the receiving end of gossip in the church when my name was the one talked about. And I've been on the giving end of gossip, where I'm the one gossiping. It's not good. It's not good either way. It just feels good one way. That's like the statement I started out with. Everybody says they don't like gossip, but everyone seems to enjoy gossiping. It's damaging. Teams in sports, we'll talk about team chemistry, and this actually kind of amazes me to this day, but you will see professional teams, an NBA team, they may break the bank putting together an NBA team of top-notch athletes on this team. By all accounts on paper, no one should be able to hang with this team. And yet they fail because of team chemistry, because the relationships, because this one's envious of this one and this one. Acts like they're the boss, and so the relationships are not right. Team chemistry, that affects teams, Does it really, any organization in the job place, work morale? What does it do in the church? What effect does team chemistry or church chemistry have in the kingdom if we don't know that we have each other's back, if we're going to talk about each other? And so it's very damaging. Ephesians 4:26 says, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger." And really, this passage is, Paul is talking about a changed life, and that when we become Christians, we come out of an old way of living, and we have to change. And that's our theme this year. We are changed by Jesus. We don't live like we used to live. So with anger, we don't get angry or stay angry like we used to as non-Christians. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Verse 29, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths. How did we talk before Christ, before we were Christians? I mean, it's common for a non-Christian to have a foul mouth. In Christ, we let God change us, and Christ change us, and we have to keep working on being Christ-like. He says, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Your Bible may read unwholesome word or unwholesome talk, and this would include gossip, it would include foul language, profanity, it would include all types of ways that we would be talked that would be corrupting or tearing down. And the truth is, gossip tears down what God's trying to build up. God is trying to build up every soul. And the Spirit of God is either trying to reach a lost soul or build up a saved soul. I mean, God's Spirit and God is working on every soul for the intent of building up, because everyone is a creature of God. Everyone God created. And people we gossip about, we're tearing down what God's trying to build up. I remember when my girls were young, for whatever reason, I remember Sydney doing this. I'm trying to organize things in her room, and I'm picking up her toys and putting it here, and I'm picking up her toys and putting it here. And I'm looking one way, and she's behind me. She's taking them, and she's taking them down. She was a miniature Godzilla on a room of toys that could be so neatly organized, and give her 5 minutes to play, and it's a train wreck. And when we're gossiping or talking about someone badly, we are tearing down what God is trying to build. God is in the remodel business. And, you know, that's a different way of thinking about it. I don't want to be tearing down something God's trying to build, do you? So verse 30 makes perfect sense on the heels of this reading on in this passage, because Paul says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. How would you grieve the Spirit of God? Well, by the way you're talking. Your speech is corrupting. Your speech is destructive. And God is constructing, and you're tearing down. So don't grieve the Spirit, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all, and then here's a list of words. Now, sometimes we get into semantics and we say, well, I don't really gossip. I just da-da-da-da-da. I don't really gossip so much, but sometimes I just vent. I don't really, you know, so folks, we can bob and weave, you know, all we want, but listen to this list. Reading on. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor. Clamor is a good one. Sometimes a person might say, I'm not gossiping. If that person walks in right now, I'll say the same thing I'm saying about them now. I'll say it straight to their face. That's clamoring, by the way. That's just being loud, boisterous, causing a scene. And so, clamoring, slander, along with all malice. We have words that are kind of hitting on different aspects of talking badly about people. And then if you ever wonder, well, I've dodged every one of those. I think I'm still in this different category. Contrast it with verse 32, because this is kind of the neighborhood we're to be in. be kind to one another, tender-hearted. It's a good measuring stick. Is what I'm saying tender-hearted? And just because I say God loved them doesn't make what I'm saying tender-hearted, does it? It's a start. It's better than, God get them. It's a start, but be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. And the last couple of weeks we've been talking about forgiveness. Gossip and slander are the opposite of forgiving, aren't they? Gossip and slander, bitterness, those type of things, it's the opposite. And I would argue that one of Satan's greatest weapons in the church today and probably for all time is gossip, because it is, think about this weapon the devil has. It's highly destructive, is it not? Do you not know people who left the church because of what people said about them? It wasn't right, da-da-da, on and on. They shouldn't act that way. I'm not going back there. Forget it. I'm not going anywhere. It's highly destructive. And then the second part of it, it doesn't seem so bad to us. If you were tempted to murder, you would say, self, calm down, right? If you were tempted, you might be tempted to commit adultery. You say, self, calm down, get a hold of yourself. You might be tempted to some sins that we would categorize as, boy, that's bad, bad. I've got to get away from this. I've got to get a handle on myself. But gossip, we barrel headlong into it. It doesn't seem so bad. And it's very destructive. And so I'll leave you with this scripture, 1 Peter 4:8. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. This topic of gossip may be difficult for you. Maybe when we talk about sexual immorality or some other topics, those topics aren't a challenge for you, but maybe this is. And you're not alone. You're not the only one. But I encourage you to be praying about this, be working on this. We'll be on vacation next Sunday, and no telling Bob what Bob will say about me next Sunday when I'm gone, but I he's still my brother. I will forgive him, and I will not gossip about him. But in 2 weeks when I return to preach, we're going to talk about why we gossip, how to stop it, and what to do instead. And this is one of the things to do instead. The next time you're tempted to talk about someone, talk to Jesus about it. It's amazing how differently that turns out when we go to Jesus with what we want to go to someone else about. So if you're here this morning and you have a need, we'd love to help you with that. If we could lift you up in prayer, if we could help someone put on Christ in baptism, we'd ask that you come while we stand and sing.
I once was lost and sinned, but Jesus took me in, and then the light from heaven filled my soul.